Kum Len Lavlaka Mora, we are up to the Ayin on the base on the very bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula said, the name of Rabbi Lazar, Shlomim, if you took a Shlomim, so this is Ula's version of what Rabbi Lazar said. We're going to soon see that the Ravin has another version of what Rabbi Lazar had to say. But he said, of a carbon Shlomim, Sheshachtan me'erev yomtev. If you shechted it the day before Pesach, erev Pesach, einu yoytze behen, you cannot use this meat. Uloy mishum simcha. The three kabbanas you have to bring the first day of any yomtev, including Pesach, the first day. One is you have to bring a carbon oyle riyah, which is we're learning about chagiga when you make your trek to the Beis Hamikdash la'yidu panarekam. So you have to bring a carbon with you, oyle riyah. If you don't do the first day, you can make it up the next 7 days. Or a sukkah, then you have to bring a carbon chagiga, which on Pesach we refer to as chagigas tezvav, a carbon for Yom Tov, celebrating the Yom Tov, and that's like a shlamim, 2 days and a night and so on. And then you have to bring a carbon simcha. Carbon simcha is ein simcha ela babasa, the meat of a carbon, and you have to eat that on the days of Yom Tov. So, but the carbon simcha, Rabbi Ula says that the carbon you shechted erev Pesach, and you have leftover meat, let's say you cannot use that and say that I'm going to be yaitze my carbon simcha with that. So if you shechter a shlomim on erev Pesach, you cannot say that a shlomim I'll eat for 2 days and one night. So l'chayri have leftover meat on the first day yom tov. You cannot say, well, I have meat from a carbon, that will be my simcha. No. Because he is going to learn that it has to be zvicha b'sha simcha. The carbon that you shechted to fulfill your mitzvah of simcha had to be shechted at a time when the mitzvah of simcha existed. Since you shechted this erev Yom Tov or erev Pesach and there was no mitzvah of simcha then, therefore you're not yetzer with that. That's number one. So you're not yetzer mishum simcha and nor v'loy mishum chagiga. Nor are you yetzer because of chagiga. What do you mean yetzer chagiga? If you shechted it erev Yom Tov, of course you're not yetzer chagiga. How can you? But it means even you just designated it for a shlamim, erev Pesach. You didn't use it. And now the animal's still alive. You say, you know what, I'm going to shech this carbon for chagiga. You can't. Because since chagiga is an obligation, and we have a rule, you cannot satisfy your obligations with another obligation or with another mitzvah. It has to be from chulin. Says Gemara, Mishum Simcha, by Simcha, why not? Yechsiv, it says, V'zovachto, V'somachto. Talks about Har Evil, that you should shech the carbon and you should rejoice. But what is he from there generally? That there's the rejoicing and the shechting should be done at the same time. So we say, Be'inon, we need Zavicha B'sha Simcha. You have to shecht at a time when you're obligated to have Simcha. The Lekka, and you don't have that because you shechted the Shlomim Erev Pesach before. Prior. Mishum Chagiga, why the Lekka Mishum Chagiga? Why can't you fulfill your mitzvah because of Chagiga? Because chagiga is an obligation that you must bring on the first day Yom Tov. The whole davar shebechayiv, and the rule is anything which is an obligation, you can only satisfy an obligation with chulin. This is what we learn out, for example, that you cannot buy a lulav and esrog with your maisa money. Since you have an obligation to have a lulav and esrog, you cannot satisfy your obligations with something was designated for something else like tzedakah. You have to use chulin. Says Gemara Leima Masayele, let's say a proof to support him. What he said is that you cannot be yaitze with simcha from before Yom Tov because you need zvicha b'shas simcha. Let's bring a braisa support him. It says that v'samachta chagecha v'hayisa ach samech. You should be happy. It's an extra pasuk. It says the pasuk first chag hasukkos. You should make yourself 7 days. And it says, V'samachtav chagecha, you should rejoice. In other words, you should rejoice for 7 days. And then it says again, Shiva siyamim tochik, 7 days you should rejoice. And then it says, V'hayisa ach samech, you should only be happy. What do you have to say, V'hayisa? What's the second pasuk? Totally extra. L'rabas, to come include, Leile yomtav ha'achran l'simcha. Comes to include, say, that the last night of yomtav, which is Shmini Atzeres, you also have a mitzvah of simcha, and there's no simcha only by eating meat from a carbon. Now Rashi says here, a very important Rashi, let's do Rashi inside, 4 lines on the top of the page. L'rabbis leil yom tov achran, says Rashi, ve'ein simcha ela ba'achila shlamim. The only way you can satisfy the mitzvah of simcha is by eating a carbon shlamim. The yom tov achran gufiloy. But the last day, Shmini Atzeres, by day, there's no mitzvah of simcha. The hatrei zimna shivas yomim ksiv. The two psukim in both times, it stresses 7 days, ve'loy leilas. Gabi simcha, like I said, in mele imayit shmini. Rashi holds here that Shmini Atzeres by day, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. You know, in Israel, Simcha's Torah, Shmini Atzeres by day. This is the happiest day of the year, and yet there's no mitzvah of Simcha, which all the more supports how a mitzvah de Rabbanon became, or not even Rabbanon, a minig, became the greatest Simcha that we can have. That's our own input. There's no mitzvah of Simcha according to Rashi at all, Mahat Torah, on the last day of Yom Tov. Tosfos totally disagrees here, and this Tosfos here on top of the page. And Rashi himself in Sukkah Daf Mem Ches also says on Shmini Atzeres you have a mitzvah of Simcha, and everybody's wondering what's pshat in Rashi. How can Rashi change his mind? The Tosfos I'm talking about is Leili Yom Tov Achron. You have a chance to learn. Tosfos argues, but interesting. Anyway, so Ach Samech, I'll teach you that the last night Shmini Atzeres a mitzvah of Simcha as well. Says you say the last night of Sukkah, you know, on tradition. Maybe it means the first night of Sukkah. You have a mitzvah of Simcha. Tamalim, it says Ach comes to break up. Not all of it, some of it. So therefore, one night is included and one night is excluded. We will include Shmini Atzeres and we will exclude the first night of Sukkah. Now the question is why? Why would you exclude the first night of Sukkah? If anything, you would say the first night is more of a mitzvah Simcha, you know, to go into the Yom Tov. Must be because when are you going to shecht the carbon for the first night? You can't shecht carbon as a night, by day. Oh, but you can't do it by day because zvicha has to be b'shah simcha. If you can do it in the morning, out of Pesach, out of the Yom Tov, you cannot shecht the carbon. So here we have a clear proof to this idea that zvicha needs b'shah simcha. That's what I was trying to say. My time alamashun eilab ameismach. Isn't it because you have nothing to be sameach with the first night because you cannot shecht the night? No, by day because it's zvicha is not the shah simcha. Said, "Well, no, it's not pshat at all. You know, no, you don't need zvicha b'shah simcha. Maybe Rabbi Lazar's wrong. Ula's wrong. So how come we decided to include the last night of Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres, and not include the first night? Very simple. We actually learned the reason in a brayse. It says over there, 'Ma reis l'rabbis l'yom tov achron. Why decide to include the last night? Ula hoitzid l'leil yom rishon, the actual first night." Marbani Liliyotrach, I include the last night, Chiyesh Simcha Lefonov. I include the last night because you're not establishing some new concept. You already had 8 days, you know, 7 days of Simcha. We're just saying, you know what, let's continue. But the first night, you want to create a new concept because you haven't yet had the mitzvah of Simcha. She'ein Simcha Lefonov. And there's nothing before to create a new concept. If I have a choice to say the Pasuk is trying to tell you, continue with the Simcha that I already instructed you to have, or start a new thing now, I'd rather say it's a continuation of before. Nothing to do with Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. No proof to him. Most of the come along and ask a question. He asks a question. Chagigah Zabosar. It says, and it says we already had in the Braisa yesterday that the Chagigah, the 14th day, Yoytze Bo Meshum Simcha, that the Karma Chagigah, the 14th day, you can use that on the 15th day for Simcha. Clearly here, that you can, even though you shechted it before Yom Tov, yet you see that the Zvicha does not have to be B'Shah Simcha. Then Yoytze Meshum Chagigah, but you cannot use that animal if the animal is still alive and you designate it for Chagigah. You cannot use it for your Chagigah on the first day because it's a Chayv. Amay Habina Zvicha Shah Simcha, how in the world can you be Yoytze with the animal you shechted in the place of the Chagigah leftover meat? L'chayda, you need, what do you call it, it has to be B'Shah Simcha. The lekker, you don't have it. Question on Ula. I'm going to be Rabin Sheikiv Veshachtet. Talking about definitely you didn't shecht it. You set it aside for Chagigah, but you didn't shecht it till the night of the 15th or the morning of the 15th. And that's why you can use it for Chagigah. You can use it for Simcha. In other words, even though you set it aside for Chagigah, for Simcha, you can use it. You cannot use it for a Chagigah because it's a Chayv. But for Simcha, as long the main thing is eating the meat, not so much a shechting. So therefore, I don't care what you designated it at. You can use that. But when did you shecht it? Not on the 14th day, because you're shechting before the Zman Simcha. You shecht it on the 15th day. In fact, we have no choice. Remember, that braisa we're bringing, the author is Ben Tema. If you remember, Ben Tema holds that a karma chagiga can only last a day and a night. So how in the world can it be that the leftover karma chagiga from Erev Pesach should be used for Simcha on the day of the 15th? It's already possible. It was lina. It was overnight. Must be that you actually shecht on the 15th. Eloi Tema Hochi Hamasnita Mangtonla. Who's the author of the braisa? Ben Tema. Ben Tema, possible Ben Tema, said you cannot have more than day and night. Shema Minoa, must be that you shecht it on the 15th. No proof. No question either way. Most of you have another question. It says in Gemara Sukkah, Halil, and Simcha Shmoina. On Sukkah, it's 8 days of consecutive days of Simcha. Now, the Amrit, if you're going to tell me, Be'inan Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, if you need to Shecht at the time of Simcha. Sometimes Sukkot, you will not have 8 days of Simcha. Imagine if Sukkot falls out on a Shabbos, the first day. How do you have Simcha? You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, this carbon for Simcha. What are you going to shecht it? Friday. But Friday, it's if you need Zvicha, B'Sha Simcha, how can you shecht on a Friday? You didn't shecht it at the time of the Yom Tov. So sometimes Yom Tov is only 7 days. Says the Gemara, Hazim is getting on occasion. Sometimes only 7 days. The first day, Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. When is your Simcha? You can't have it the first day because you can't shecht any Kabbonis at Shabbos. I'll give you an alternative. You rejoice in B'se'idi HaRegolim. What do you do with the goats of Yom Tov that you bring on the communal goats that you bring? It's called Sir Chatzah. You bring on the Mizbech and it's eaten by the Kohenim. It's eaten by the Kohenim. So therefore, we find, and that, I don't care what the carbon is, if you're eating meat from a carbon, you already eat the Simcha. So that's how you eat Simcha the first day Sukkot. Amar Rav, stay true though, I have two problems with that. In fact, you wonder, what was he thinking? Chada, first of all, the Se'idi HaRegolim, Chayne Cholin, you cannot roast those karbonis. You have to eat them raw. Tzali in the Cholin, you cannot roast them because it's Shabbos. V'simcha b'chai lekom. Where in the world do you see that you can enjoy raw meat, number one? But number two, a bigger question, Koyanim Eichlin, V'yisrael b'mesamechim, the only ones you can eat from that, those karbonis are the Koyanim. But what about the rest of the populace? How are they going to be besimcha the first day Yom Tov? And you're going to tell me the Mishnah when it says that Sukkot is 8 days of simcha is talking about a restricted group, you know, just limited to the Kohenim? Not at all. Elon a papa, what do you talk to do on the first day Yom Tov on the Shabbos if you hold that you cannot shecht Friday because it's you're not shechting the time of simcha? How in the world are you going to be yaitz in the midst of samachta b'chagecha? Says the Gemara, and we can learn more about this later, and especially in Rosh Hashanah Avodah Zarah, is mesamchay b'chsus nikiyah v'yayin yoshan. You rejoice by buying nice clothes, or here he says, but clean clothes and good old aged wine. And you'll be Yetzir Simcha, according to some Mahatayra, according to others Midrabban. But at least you have a token of Simcha. This is Ula's version. However, Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Balazar, Ravin came along and said, Amar Balazar, I disagree. I say, in the name of the same Rabbi Lozar, I say that he said, Shlomim Sheshachdan Me'er Yantiv, the Shlomim Sheshachdan Yantiv. Yaitze behem b'shem simcha. You are yaitze with simcha, and we're talking about you shechted it. And it doesn't matter that you didn't shecht it. It doesn't matter that you're not shechting it at the time of simcha. The main thing is the eating. As long as you're eating it on Yom Tov, I don't care if it's a carbon and you eat on Yom Tov, you fulfill your obligation. It doesn't bother me when you shechted it. But I agree that he said you cannot use an animal designated to be shlamim and then change it to a chagiga because you cannot meet your obligations with a mitzvah. You don't have to shecht in the time of mitzvah simcha. But it's an obligation. It can only come chulin. So now, what we've used before as a support, we're going to ask questions because this is exactly the opposite. Meisel has a question. It says, "Well, Yisach Semeiach, where Rabbi is lately on Tavachar, include the last night Yom Tov LeSimcha. Ato Emel and Rabbi on Tavachar, and you saying them to include the last night, the Enel and Rabbi Yom Tov is the first night. Tamaloymer Acholok, Acholok. My time. What is the reason why we decided the last night Yechayv LeSimcha, not the first night? Lav Meshum the Enel by Meyismach. Isn't it because you don't have with what to rejoice because you cannot check on Yom Tov on Shabbos, or the first night, you cannot check the night, and the morning is not the time of Zichah, it's not the Pshat. What's the Lord know? Like you might have said on the top of the page. Because the Tanya we learned, Mar is the Rabbi Yantra Achle, Yisrael Yom Shishi. You know why we decided to include the last night, not the first night? Mar Bani Lili Racha, include the last night, she is Simcha Lefana, because it's just a continuation of Simcha. It's a lot easier to learn that way than Moitzi and the Lili Yom Shishi, ain't Zichah, there's no Simcha before that. So, there's a big machleik is showing there's a mitzvah of simcha the first night of Yom Tov, because it seems in Pashto Pshat in the Gemara here, there's no mitzvah of simcha the first night of Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of the last night, all the other nights as well, the Taisa says, there must be some inclusion, but even though it says Yomim, we don't say Yomim v'loy leilas, all nights of Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah of simcha, but not the first night. So there's a whole Shagas Aryeh in this as well, and whether the first night of Yom Tov is only mitzvah of the Rabbanon to have simcha, or maybe from other Gemara's a mitzvah in the Torah. Omer of Kana, new subject. Says Rav Kahana, Menayin, how do I know? Now we're going to jump over to the Chagiga of the first day Yom Tov. So the first day Yom Tov, the Chagiga, Menayin, le'emure Chagigas Chamisha Osar, the fats of the 15th day Chagiga that goes on the Mizbeach, Shenisolin Belina. Now remember, that carbon the chagiga. You bring the first day Yom Tov is like a karma shlamim, which entitles you to eat 2 days and the night in between, sandwich in between. So let's say, you know, if it's a Monday, you can eat Monday and Monday night and Tuesday, even though it's a Lord do Pesach. So let's say imagine it's a Sunday. So you can eat it on Sunday and Monday, and Monday night it becomes noiser, left over, you cannot eat anymore, and on Tuesday morning you burn it. But the fats of the carbon, you only have Sunday night to put it on the Mizbeach. Fats are considered much more sacred than the meat, because the fats go directly to the Mizbeach, and the meat goes to the end user. And how do I know that the fats end their term a lot sooner than the meat? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. V'loyolin, you shouldn't leave over. You should not leave over the fats of my Yom Tov. Ad Boiker, you should not leave the fats until the morning. So the morning of the first morning, and you have to make sure you finish the fats. So the fats finish sooner than the meat. And so how do you know which morning it is? Maybe it's the second morning. Because the next pasuk says, Reishis Bekurim. Because it says the next pasuk, Reishis Bekurim, make afterward Reishis, make a comma, as if it says, Boiker Reishis, the first morning. In other words, it sounds from here, the Gemara will have a discussion, that had the Torah not said the word Reishis later, I might have thought it's talking about the second morning. By adding the next pasuk Reishis, and you make and put an imaginary comma, it's as if it says Boiker Reishis, the very first morning. The Memra comes to tell you the high Boiker, Boiker Reishis. This Boiker means the very first morning. So Maskif L'Rabbi Yeshua, basically has a question, not so much on the halach itself, he's not going to ask a question, more on the need, why was it necessary to add the word Reishis? Rabbi Yisrael is going to argue, we'll see the rest of the Mortal Mishnah, that just by saying Boiker, we already know it means the first morning. We don't need an extra word Reishis to tell you. Boiker on its own means first morning. Not like you think that Boiker on its own means second morning, and we have to add the word Reishis to bring it forward to the first morning. So first he asks, do it this way. Maskif L'Reishis, time, because Reishis, the only reason why, because as Reishis, you know, means actually the first morning, the other fats end before the meat. Halakosa Reishis had not written Reishis. I mean, I would have thought my Boiker, Boiker Sheni, I would have meant the Tuesday morning rather than Monday morning. How can that be? Are you going to say we're more relaxed with the fats and the meat? The meat finishes Monday night and the fats finishes Tuesday morning. We know the fats are much more sacred than the meat, and therefore you have to be more careful. Miyika miti, the basar ifshalei meuta, is it possible that the flesh should be forbidden Monday night? And I'm a muri not tzafra, but the fats you can eat until Tuesday morning. Why not? Why Pesach, the Korban Pesach, the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the basar ifshalei mechatzeis, according to the Pesach, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. When do you have to stop eating the meat? At midnight. But that's only meat. But the fats can go until the morning. So here you have a precedent with the meat, even though it's much more lenient with the meat, because and consumer doesn't go to the Eibishter, and yet the time limit is less than for the fats. So what's wrong? They move at Safra. Amar Rabbi said, Rabbi Yisuf, he misses Rabbi Yisuf's question. Rabbi Yisuf is going to ask a question which is very, very pedantic, that the word Boiker on its own, we know from other Braisa, means the first morning. We don't need the word Reishis to add. So in other words, in principle, I agree with you that the fats end the first night and the meat the second night, that fats end the first morning and the meat the second night, but I don't believe that you need to add the word Reishis. And it explains as follows. The Rabbi says, Hachi Kokash, this will bother him. Mi ikamidi, is there anything? The Tana, we'll see the Bryce in a minute. When it comes to the flesh, Loi Boi Reishis. The word Boiker alone tells me it means the first morning. But Av Kahana Le'emudin Boi Reishis, of Kahana, when he wants to learn regarding the fats that it ends the first morning, he needs to add the word Reishis. And without the word Reishis, we would have thought that you can go all the way till Tuesday morning. Boiker always means the first morning. Mahi, what am I talking about? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa the following, based on the Pasuk where it says in the Pasuk, Lo yoli min habasa, do not leave from the meat, asha tizbach, that you will shech be'edith towards the evening, by yom harishin, on the first day, la boiker. Do not leave, and by yom harishin, the first day, la boiker. First day, and then it says la boiker, extra boiker. Which morning are we talking about here? So Rashi, by the way, says here, I learned this to you yesterday, Rashi asha tizbach be'edith tells you here, because there's a big machlekes poskim. The Karban Chagiga that you bring with the Karban Pesach, what time do you bring it? Do you bring it the same time as the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid? Do you bring it after Chatzos, even before the Karban Tamid? Or do you have all day? Big Machlekes, especially according to Ben Taimer that compares the two, maybe they have to be also the same timetable. But Rashi says here, I'll just say that Rashi, the two lines in the bottom, Rashi Tidur Erev says, Rashi, the Chagigas Arba Osamaydi, this Pasuk is talking about the Chagig of Erev Pesach, the Nishchetes Im HaPesach, you shecht it with the Pesach, Be'erev, when it says be'erev towards the evening, the halakha l'meimah be'erev shel yom tov harishon atzmei kamar. It cannot be that we're talking about the karma chagiga of the first day. And we're talking about Yom Tov itself. Im kein mai be'erev. What do you mean be'erev? Haloish chitosa b'yom kula. The chagiga of the first day Yom Tov, you can bring any time of the day. And here it says bo'erev. So must be talking about the karma chagiga of Erev Pesach. So Rashi clearly learns here that the karma chagiga of Erev Pesach is bo'erev, just like the karma Pesach, which means in the afternoon. It sounds like even after karma tamid. Not like other Rishonim that say you have all day to do it, or at least from after Chatzos. Anyway, so we're talking about the Karma Chagiga of Erev Pesach, and it says here, you should not leave from the meat that you shech be'erev towards the evening, which is afternoon. By Yom Marishan, do not leave it past the first day. La Boike, the morning. So now what's going on here? Says the Gemara, limit from Ibel or not, al Chagiga, Yudal, Chagiga, Erev Pesach, Shnei Cheles, Shnei Yom, Lailech. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. From Ibel or not, you can eat it for 2 days and one night. Why? When it says here in the Pasuk, Bayom Harishon, the first day, this is La Boiker. La Boiker moves over to the second day. Otherwise, we'll soon see. La Boiker means the second day. So we have a different timetables here. We have Yom Harishon, which sounds like the first day it has to end, and then it says La Boiker, which is an extra, sounds like this, that it has to end by the, what do you call it? Once it says La Yolim, don't leave it till the Yom Rishon, obviously it means till the first thing, the crack of dawn. So what do you have to add La Boiker? It sounds like you're talking about another time. We're talking about the second day. So you have, let's say, Sundays at Shabbos at Pesach, whatever, Sundays at Pesach, or Mondays at Pesach. And so Monday and Tuesday, you're allowed to have the meat. And Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, you have to make sure you have nothing left. But there's another time period that you have to make sure it's finished by Tuesday morning. So you have Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. What's going on here? Maybe not so. Maybe not. The Bryce can be very cryptic, and the more we'll soon explain what's going on here. Maybe it's not so. Maybe it means day and night. Maybe it means when it says the Yom Harishon by Boiker, it's talking about the same time. It's talking about the first day in the morning. We have a pasuk when it says Bayom Harishon. We already know it means as soon as the crack of dawn. So what do you mean La Boiker? Hari Boiker Sheinom means the second morning. There's two periods. There's Yom Harishon, and then there's Boiker. So Sigmar says, I know, maybe not. Ella Boiker Rishon. How do I know? Maybe it means the first morning. And why am I changing? Why am I fluctuating here? Or why am I changing my mind? You'll think more. Explain. So what am I going to say if it means the first morning? What am I going to say with the fact that we know from another pasuk that chagiga hanecheles l'shnei yomim b'layla echad? When it's, we know that a chagiga generally, which is like a shlamim, you can eat for 2 days and one night, and you're telling me that this one over here has to be finished by boker. That means you can only be eaten the day you shecht and then the following night, and that's it. It's only a day-nighter. What do we do with the fact that it says we know all chagigas can be eaten 2 days and one night? Must be chutz mezu, apart from this one here. As we'll see later more. But then it says in another pasuk, ve'im neder, and if you made a neder and a dover, a vow. If you made a neder or a vow, talks about karma shlamim. And there it, we know the din is you have 2 days and a night in between. And it says in the pasuk, if you made a neder or a vow, you took upon yourself a neder and a dover, and you bring a karma, and you, it says in the pasuk, you can eat it that day and the following day, he says 2 days and a night. It should have just said neder and a dover. What do you mean, im neder? Im is coming to add something, coming to add that also the shalmei chayva also knows the chagiga can be eaten 2 days in a night. Im nedav limel al chagigas yudalid. From there you learn out that chagig yudal can be eaten shenechel beiz yamim v'layachah, 2 days and one night. How do we see from there from a chagigas yudalid? Now the Gemara will explain what's going on here. Let's analyze what we just said. Oh yeah, so this is all leading up to Rava's point that boiker on its own means the first day, and you don't need veishes to tell you that. Amamar, let's explain what we just happened here. Oh yeah, no, the boiker ishim. We're talking about the first morning. You just said b'yom rishon maybe means you can eat the whole day. So the second morning, hachgamar. Maybe one pasuk says by Yom Rishon you have to finish by the first morning, and the other pasuk says La Boiker, which seems extra, means the second morning, and we're not talking about the same carbon. We're talking about two different chagigas. The chagiga of Erev Pesach has to be finished by the first morning because it's only a day and night, and the chagiga of the first day Yom Tov has to be finished by the second morning because that's also a day and nighter. So the pasuk is talking about two different time periods but two different kabbalas. Achas chagig is yudalad, chagig of Erev Pesach, which finishes the first morning, and the achas chagig is as well, which finishes the second morning, because he only did it the first day of Yom Tov. Vezula baikra, vezula baikra. Each one has its morning, each one is only given a day and a night. Hadarama, the Moses Bryce says it can't be. Because we have a rule, the Kaimel, El the Kaimel, we have a rule, Chagiga, a general Chagiga, Hanechel, Shneim, Echad. If you're going to tell me that all the Chagigas, Yudal and Tezvav, only have a day and night, this other Chagiga that we know has 2 days and night, which one is that? In Cain, and where do you learn it from? From the Pasuk, Im Neder, Oinedova, Bemai. By saying Im, we added another carbon that is obligatory, and you have 2 days and a night. Which carbon is that? If you can tell me it's referring to the Chagig Yudal, you just said only day and night. You only give a day and night, not 2 days and night. And Ichagig is Tezvav. And if it's Tezvav, you just said La Boyka tell you that you have to finish it by the next morning. Again, it's only day and night. Ella must be pshat as follows. On the one hand, we have a pasuk telling us Chagig is 2 days and one night. On the other hand, we have a pasuk that says, you know, La Yom Rishon and La Boyka. What is it telling us? Ella Haile Chagig is Tezvav. Is talking about Chagigas Tezvav. That pasuk that tells you that 2 days and a night is talking about the Chagiga, the first day Yom Tov. It's like a Shlamim, you have 2 days and one night. And this pasuk that gives you different timetables, different time limits, is talking about one particular carbon. The Heyich, Kulikro, the Chagiga Yudal. This pasuk is talking about Chagiga Yudal. So how can you have two time slots, one finishing by the first day and one Laboike, which sounds like the second day? Limit al Chagigas Yudal is coming to tell you the Chagiga Yudal is Shenecheles, Lishne Yomim, Laila Echot. You're allowed to eat it 2 days and a night. Why? Why? Because it says by Yom Rishon La Boiker. So because it says by Yom Rishon, this is La Boiker, we're going to say that if La Boiker pushes it off, gives you an extra day, that actually you could eat it the first day, in other words, and you have to get rid of it by the next morning. So La Boiker, the only reason why La Boiker here means the second morning is because it says by Yom Rishon La Boiker. But Boiker on its own means the first morning. And that's Rabbi's question, Rabbi Yeis's question. What do I need? The reishi is even without the reishi. La boiker means the first morning. Time to cause the beyam edition la boiker. The my boiker boiker sheni. The only reason why we're pushing off and stalling that the boiker means second morning is because it says la yam edition. They say boiker stama boiker edition. Whenever it says boiker stama boiker edition, I forgot to look at the reishi. Even though it doesn't say reishi is mishnah. That finishes the sukkah. Now this mishnah is very similar to a gemara we learned in the Lezer the Mila in Shabbos. The concept. And we're going to have it again in Sukkah, Sefer Sukkah, the concept of Tor B'dvar Mitzvah. If somebody made a mistake and got all excited on Shabbos and made an error because the pressure of the mitzvah, is that an excuse? In other words, normally if you do an Aveir on Shabbos by mistake, you bring Korach Chatas. But if the mitzvah got you so excited, and therefore it's the Eibush himself that caused you to do this Aveir, maybe you don't even have to bring Korach Chatas, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. It's called Tor B'dvar Mitzvah. And we have different opinions in the Gemara there, where there has to be Tor B'dvar Mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. If you made a mistake in a mitzvah, but then you didn't do anything, you didn't do a mitzvah, then there's no excuse. But if a Tor is, and you made some kind of a modicum of a mitzvah, that we talked about over there, if you had two babies that were born, one was born Friday, one was born Shabbos. So the Shabbos one obviously gets circumcised on Shabbos, and the Friday gets circumcised on Friday, but by mistake, you mixed up the babies. You malad the Friday one on Shabbos. Whether you malo the Shabbos on Friday night is a machlekes, but you malo the Friday on Shabbos, do we say Tor B'dvar Mitzvah? And obviously, you have no right to malo the child on Shabbos. Once it's after its date, it's not the eighth day. You have to wait till the weekday. So do we say Tor B'dvar Mitzvah? And the awesome mitzvah, you actually did a mitzvah. The fact that you made a milah, is that excuse or not? We had a machlekes there according to one view. Another way is learning. It was one Shabbos and one Sunday, and by mistake you took the Sunday baby and you mal on a Shabbos. Here's Tor B'dvar Mitzvah, v'loy asa mitzvah. Is that excusable or not? So now we're going to talk about it here about Kabbalahs. You brought a carbon, but you didn't have the right, you didn't end up on Shabbos, but you didn't end up doing the right carbon. So let's go through the Mishnah. HaPesach, the Korban Pesach, sheshachtu, you took a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, you shechted, aber sheloy lishmoy. You didn't have the Pesach in mind, you did it as a shlamim. We'll see the more discussion tomorrow whether you had in mind the Shlamim or you just didn't think about Pesach. Is B'Shabbos Chayiv Olav Chatas. Since you were the carbon now with Pasul, on Erev Pesach you did a Pesach and you had in mind the Shlamim, the carbon is Pasul, because you're Mechal Shabbos B'Shagig. What about V'Shar Kol Hazvachim? Any other carbon, any other carbon, if you shechted by mistake with Pesach, you did bring a carbon, just you didn't satisfy your obligation, but you did something. So then it depends. If it's not suitable for carbon, you decide you want to bring a carbon Pesach. This carbon shlamim, you thought you could bring it a carbon Pesach. You made a mistake. If it's not suitable for a Pesach, for example, it's 2 years old, or it's a female, you should have known. You should have been a bit more careful. You should have known this cannot be a Pesach. Then we cannot say the mitzvah got you excited. We'll just say you made a mistake. Because everyone knows that a female cannot be a Korban Pesach. Im ein in ruin chayir, then you're a chayiv. You're a chayiv chattas. But then you ruin it. If it's suitable to be, let's say it's a sheep, a male, less than a year old, and it was a shlamim, and you shechted thinking it's a Pesach. But because you got all excited to bring a Korban Pesach, therefore you made a mistake. And you didn't remember that you already set aside this animal to be a shlamim. So therefore, we'll say this is called Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, you made a mistake, and you made some kind of a mitzvah here because the shlamim is still a valid korban. Therefore, it's a machlekes Rav Elazar b'Shua. Rav Elazar says, you still chayv v'chata, even though it's a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, you chayv. Rav Shua says, it's part of why? Because Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and you did a slight mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah of Pesach, but you did a mitzvah because the shlamim, if you bring a shlamim for the wrong korban, it's still considered a valid korban, and you're allowed to eat from the meat. And therefore, you don't have to bring a korban chatas. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar came back to him and said, I don't understand. Madach Pesach, which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Shehumutu lishma, if you had in mind Pesach, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And yet, if you had the wrong thing in mind, we say, you grieve me. You chayev achatas, because the karma was no good. Surely, if you took a shlamim, which you had no right to bring on a Shabbos, and you brought as a Pesach, surely you should be punished. That's his question. If you had in mind Pesach, it would have been a light. If you change your name, chayiv, zvachin shehen asurin lishmon, zvachin which are forbidden. Let's say shlamim, you cannot bring a shlamim on Shabbos. It's kishashin lishmon, and you did double jeopardy here. Not only did you do you took a shlam which you now do on Shabbos, forbidden to bring a Shabbos, you actually had the wrong carbon in mind as well. So what was the Pesach? Ain't a din shehechayiv, surely you should be held liable to bring a carbon chattas. I'm not sure, no, as far as the contrary. By the Pesach, you changed it, and you had a mind of shlamim, you had a mind of korban, which is disqualified. You're not doing Shabbos, no good. But here, the shlamim, you had a mind of Pesach, which you permitted to do on Shabbos. Therefore, it's excusable. You change it to something which is forbidden to bring a Shabbos, therefore you bring a chatas. Tell me, you want to say the same thing should apply with zvachim, let's say a shlamim, which you're not allowed to bring a Shabbos. But shashinim l'muta, you thought it was a Pesach, and which you're allowed to bring a Shabbos, of course, you're excused. Tabar mitzvah. What are you talking about? I'll prove it to you that even though something you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, but if you had the wrong thing in mind, if you took something which you're not bringing Shabbos, even though you had in mind the right thing, it's still a chatas. Emurei tzibure yechichu. What about the carbon tzibur? Here emurei means fat, just means the carbon tzibur. Shehein mutarin lishman. If you brought a carbon tamid on Shabbos, of course you're allowed to. But v'hashoich lishman, you took a carbon shlamim, and by mistake you forgot about the shlamim, and you had in mind to be a tamid, then chayiv. You're chayiv, even though you had in mind a permitted carbon. You agree that you're chayiv in this case. So, Amar Rabbi Shua, what are you talking about? Over there, it's inexcusable. How many korbanos tamid are there? You only bring two a day. So what are you so excited? You should have been a bit more calm and find out what's going on here. But Korban Pesach, everyone has been Korban Pesach, everyone's excited, and you found this animal lying around, you thought it was a Korban Pesach, because there's so many out there, and therefore it's excusable. Lo, no, im amri bein murid tzibur sheyeshlan kitzur, there's a number of how many you bring, nobody else is doing it, and therefore since you shechted, the Tom is already shechted. So everyone knows you don't shechted another one till at night, so you're not making you can't say this is a proper mistake, this is a shaygig. Okay, we're going to bring a chatz, it's not deliberate, but still, you know, every shaygig, there's a slight, there's a culpability here. But Toimah b'Pesach, she'ein l'kitzur, there's no set number. Everyone has been Korban Pesach. And you're seeing people right now out there bringing more Korban Pesachim. And therefore, everyone's involved in the midst, including yourself. So even though you yourself might have brought a Korban Pesach 2 hours ago, and now you found this other animal standing there, you think, well, somebody's Pesach here. So therefore, I'm going to shachten and have in mind whoever belongs to it should be geshachten. And therefore, this mistake, it's the mitzvah that got, you know, brought you this frenzy, this frantic, you know, behavior, and therefore it's not your frenetic behavior, therefore it's not your fault. He goes further. Rameya says, Af ha-sheichid l'shem mutzim. Even in that case, it's Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and I hold that you are potter. You're potter. He will explain later why. Shachtu, what happened? You shachted the Korban Pesach shalei lo'ichla. If you didn't have in mind the people who could rightfully can eat it, for example, people who are sick or old. Or shalei l'mnu, if you didn't register. Or la'reilim. All those people are disqualified, the people who weren't circumcised with meim. So therefore, the Korban Pesach you did was not a valid Korban. So this is a Torah mitzvah, but lo'os a mitzvah. You did not do a mitzvah because you're not allowed to bring this kind of Korban on Shabbos. Therefore, chayiv. Now you bring Korban Chatas. Oh, but Lo'ichla Shalei Lo'ichla, which you had before, even though some of the people were not ready, but some people were. Limnu Yavu Shalei Lo'ichla, some were registered, some weren't. Limulin Ularei, some were circumcised, some weren't. Latmei Lo'ichla, some were Tamei, some were Torah. Potter Ya Potter. Why? Because it's a valid Korban, so therefore it's a Torah Mitzvah, and you did a Mitzvah. What about Shachti Shechtet, and turned out to be, it was a Baal Mum. You found a defect afterwards. Do we say you're still responsible? Chayiv, yes, you should have checked it out. And even though we give 4 days before, so you should check it out. If you didn't, it's still a valid carbon, as we see from here. But you should have checked it out, and therefore, whenever there's a slight culpability, you bring a carbon chattis. But what about shachtuv and nimtza treif? He shechted, and afterwards he found it was treif b'seisa. You couldn't have known before. Then you are potter. Then you're told with mitzvah, and you are potter. In fact, this is an oinus. Shachatu, let's say you shechted it, the noidish and moshcha bailam is the other, but after you shechted it, you found out that all the people on the Unaman and this animal walked away and joined others. Oishemesu, or they all died. Oishenitmu, all became tame. After you shechted it, you found this out. Potter, you are potter. Why? Because you're an onus. Sheshachad b'shus, you have permission to shecht it. It's not your duty to go find out if every person is still around or what the situation is, because you assume everybody's still around. And this is not one of your obligations, you know, but we don't have time for everyone to do it, you know, to do be thorough checking, and therefore you're considered an honest and you're Tovar Mitzvah and you are Potter. So tomorrow we'll talk more about Tovar Mitzvah, the next two blot. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.